From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. A team of Missouri firefighters is doing its part to help with water rescues and resident evacuations in Texas in the wake of the most powerful U.S. storm in over a decade. The Columbia Missourian reports Missouri Task Force 1 arrived in San Antonio late Friday night to aid Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. The task force joins at least 14 other state task forces and is made up of approximately 45 personnel total. In the past few hours, the task force has been assisting Houston Fire Station No. 78, according to the Boone County Fire Protection District's Facebook page. Task Force leader Randy Sanders also announced that the team has evacuated nearly 170 people so far. The I-70 bridge that crosses the Missouri River at Rocheport will be closed down to one lane each way intermittently until Thursday for routine inspections. Missouri Department of Transportation crews will be closing one westbound lane from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, and one eastbound lane will be closed from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. The inspection is in preparation for a 2019 restoration of the bridge. MoDOT says drivers may experience traffic delays and should allow extra time for travel on I-70. Missouri's new Blue Alert system will begin today, which notifies the public of injured, killed, or missing police officers, as well as imminent threats against officers. The Columbia Missourian reports that a Blue Alert will broadcast through emergency alert system message boards and text messages, similar to the current Amber Alert system. When an alert is issued, it will provide a suspect's description, as well as a vehicle description and license plate number. An alert will be issued if an officer is killed or seriously injured, missing, or if there is a threat against an officer from a known suspect. Several new state laws take effect today, one of which raises the standard for proving workplace or housing discrimination in court. The change has been praised by Governor Eric Greitens, who claims it has been too easy to sue for alleged discrimination in Missouri. The Missouri NAACP opposes the law, with state chapter president Rod Chappell saying the organization might sue the state. Another new law provides legal protections for people with small amounts of drugs seeking medical help for themselves or someone else who is overdosing. Another will allow summer camps, restaurants, and sports arenas to keep emergency allergy medicine on hand in case of severe allergic reactions. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.